Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Like he knew me, he looked right through me, yeah. she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Sunny 102.3. Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Number two. All right, guys, I want everybody out there in radio land to pay attention to this. This is real important. A lot of you people are familiar with these little rental things that you store your stuff in, you know, these little public rentals, so on and so forth. There's a new deal in town. Goes by the name of wheelkeeper.com, and I want you to go to that website. Check that out, Wheel, W-H-E-E-L, keeper.com. This thing is unbelievable. It's called a garage condo. It's for your RVs, your boats, your cars. You want to make a workshop out of it. You purchase these things. You don't rent them. You purchase them, all right? They're climate-controlled, Wi-Fi thermostat for remote access, structural reinforced concrete foundation, LED high quality output, high bay lighting, insulated walls, ceilings, doors, windows, high vaulted ceilings, 18 to 23 feet, finished drywall interior partition walls, separate water and sewer connection in these things now. Dedicated.
Sounds like you can live there.
Yeah. Rough-in plumbing for optional in-suite, half bathroom and or shop sink and wet bar. Concrete slab floors ready for your choice of floor coating, monitored fire protection alarm system, pre-wired cable for Comcast TV, internet, phone, and or security. These things are, they got everything. They're totally loaded.
That sounds like a mini house.
This is our sponsor that has been with us since day one on the radio.
And what is it again, Jeff?
Real Keeper. Realkeeper.com, okay, is the real estate company.
Right.
Now they have wheelkeeper.com, W-H-E-E-L, also wheelkeeper.com. Go by there and check this website out. You're going to be amazed when you see this thing. They're over off St. John's Bluff Road over by the airport over there, and It's going to be something big, guys. So y'all pay attention to this.
So where do these go? Wherever you want them, or are they an on-site?
It's an on-site. Yeah, it's on-site. Ah. Yeah, it's set up like a public storage, but they're big, huge condos is what they are, okay? And they're units. So in other words, you purchase your unit just like you would buy a, you know, an apartment or whatever. You're buying this thing. You're not – and then you have the option you want to – keep it, you want to sell it later, you want to rent it out, whatever you want to do. You're buying it.
Hmm.
It's unbelievable.
I guess that's better than renting it every month.
But they're called Ultimate Garage Condos. Check out wheelkeeper.com, guys. All right, let's go back to fishing.
Somebody's got a phone call there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't.
All right.
Very rarely not turn it.
So we've been talking with Officer Roland Green from the FWC about the all the programs that the FWC is offering, you know, with the Catch a Florida Memory and the Life List and some of the new regulations. Officer Green, is there anything else that you'd like for us to touch on real quick that you can think of?
I think we pretty much covered what I want to kind of put out. You know, the application process, 7 to 10 days. The prizes take to receive them 4 to 6 weeks. Okay. And you can apply online, register online at you know, Catch a Florida Memory. And that gets you started into the program. All the information, or if you have any other questions, anglerrecognition@myfwc.com. You can leave questions, other questions, additional questions on the website to get them answered.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, let me ask you an FWC question. Right now is, in your opinion, or maybe even you have it, maybe it's factually based, with our fishing population that we have right now in our areas, what's FWC you know, think about some of the limits that we have right now, currently have, as far as the number of fish that we're allowed to keep? I know we touched on sheep's head earlier. Is there anything that y'all heard or talking about maybe with a limit on trout or limit on redfish or limit on, you know, any other species in our area?
I haven't heard anything lately on you know, changing any limits right now.
Okay.
Usually our marine fishery personnel people, they're you know, they have that kind of information. And when I get something like that, I'll certainly, like, and I've done shows before where I kind of reach out and get you all's opinion on, let's say, like, the size of flounder, you know, mm-hmm. what should it be? What do you all think it should be? Or the bag limit, you know, what should
I'm
bag
14
limit be
on flounder?
Yeah. I mean, because truthfully, there's not a whole lot of meat on a 12, 13 inch flounder.
I mean,
you know,
maybe in the winter
it's
a little
more,
but
yeah. Man, that was quick, man. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we went a song extra in the break. So,
yeah.
All right, well, take us to the break.
904-296-2692 is the phone number. We got in studio Officer Roland Green with the FWC, Captain Don Taylor, Jeff Altman with Jeff.
American Travel.
There you go. All right. Y'all stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422. Hey, you want Want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard boat ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924. Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay, we're back.
Right on the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
All right, what y'all discussing over there?
We're just talking about the alligator hunt stuff. We're moving on here.
Okay.
I'm about to send her, Mr.
I don't want to pull no alligator in my boat.
Yeah, well, especially way you have to harvest them. You know, you can't go out there and just shoot them. So it's a special way. You have to either with one of those big giant
bang sticks or something.
Yeah, bang stick. But you have to catch them with a big treble hook thing.
Grappling.
You think we got a phone call?
Yeah, we do. Mr. Craig Van Brocklin, how are you doing today, sir?
The enforcer.
I'm doing very well.
The legend, Craig Van Brocklin.
The legend.
Yes, sir.
You're the one that's been tearing it up lately, sir.
Well, thank you. Oh, you mean Don.
That's just because you haven't been fishing, Craig.
Tell us about the trout tournament.
Trout tournament, March 23rd. Got a biggest trout category in the three trout aggregate category. Also have a kayak division. We have a junior division.
Ladies
and division? And we have ladies in the kayak. We don't have ladies in the boat.
Really?
But lots of good prizes and looking forward to a great turnout. Gonna have a raffle. Getting
very good
stuff
job.
Coming in. The stuff gets delivered every day on the raffle. So
man, that's
pretty good raffle this year.
Craig, and as you said, March the 23rd, right?
Yeah, March 23rd. Wayne's going to be at the Palms Fish Camp and Restaurant.
Aren't you going to have a seminar?
They're trying to put a seminar together.
Catch those big trout?
Yeah. So, you know, people like me, we can learn how to catch big trout.
Right. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to put that together. It'll be up at Black Fly Strike Zone, somewhere in there.
Craig, we've got Officer... Rolling Green here in the studio with us, and I know that you and I've talked before. And haven't you? Did you tell me that you registered and you got a certificate and stuff like that for one of these particular things that the FWC offers for like a big fish or something like that?
The Catch a Florida
Memory.
Catch a Florida Memory. I didn't do the big fish because I don't catch big fish. But I did get an inshore slam certificate.
Great. Right, which one? Yeah, do you remember which one that was?
The inshore, he said.
Oh, inshore.
Inshore.
That's the red drum sea trout and the flounder then.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's very nice looking. I actually framed it and hung it on the wall. I'm pretty proud of it.
You had room on your wall to hang something?
I was going
to
say, where'd you put that in garage? Or
probably put it next to all his first place trophies.
Roland, we're talking to Craig from Brocklin, and just a little background. Craig is, he's one of the best fishermen in all of Jacksonville. I'm being serious. I mean,
call him the enforcer.
The enforcer, yeah.
Yeah.
When you have your own nickname like that, then you know you're pretty good.
Yeah, the fish.
Pretty damn good.
He's scared of fish when they see him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, he's cousin Craig.
He scares the women when they see him too.
Roland, if you get to the weigh-in, and he's still sitting there at the weigh-in. If you get there, he's still sitting there. You know, you better have a fat sack, because if you don't, he's still hanging around, then you're going to be in trouble. You know? I've learned that the hard way. Anyway,
I mean, I do own a few trophies, but since I'm married, all my trophies are relegated to like one corner, in the corner.
All right, Craig, I'm going to ask you one question. What is your main trophy? And you better answer it correctly, or you will be sleeping on the couch.
My main trophy is my wife.
There he goes.
There you go.
That's the right answer.
Even
I had to give him a hint because I knew he probably would have said, that trout tournament from 2 years
ago. People ask me, too. They go, hey, what's the best catch you've ever had? I'm like, my wife by far, trust me. You know.
I just saved him. That's what
So tell us how you did. Tell us how you went through the process here with getting your certificate and everything.
Get my certificate. I had all my pictures, my fish on a ruler. And basically just emailed them in to get to FWC, to wherever the program, wherever that
catch a link Florida is. Memory, angle of recognition.
Catch a Florida memory. And lo and behold, before long, I got a package in the mail and had a T-shirt and nice certificate.
A pretty sweet certificate.
I mean, it was sweet. Like I said, I framed it, hung it on the wall. I'm very proud of it.
That's cool, man. There you go.
Nice. We wanted somebody just done it to let everybody know what they can get from FWC.
It's very nice. I mean, I've had it a couple of years. That's probably the last time I caught a slam. I'm very proud of it, like I said.
What'd you have, about a 30-inch trout and a 30-inch redfish and, 25-inch flounder?
It was during a contest, so I had, 40-inch redfish.
Excuse me, 40-inch redfish.
I was going to say that red sounds a little short.
I don't know what was I thinking, man. Not bad.
Anyway, the 40-inch red, 23-inch trout, and, a 16-inch flounder. It was a 76-inch land, that adds up to.
The machine.
So,
That's cool, man.
One of my smaller slams.
Craig, how's the trout tournament lining up? You got a lot of good sponsors and everything like that, and everybody coming on board.
Like I said, I'm getting stuff and getting delivered. I had a fishing pole my cousin up in North Carolina built that came yesterday. He custom built a fishing rod for
us. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that sucker, he packed it up. It came in a big PVC pipe. He didn't want nothing.
It's like nothing's going to happen to this one.
Hey, that's why you get them. I got a couple the other day, and I saw they came in a big, huge 4-inch big old 4-inch round PVC pipe, man.
These rod companies are
sick. Did he say cousin? He's got cousins all over the country. Here's a cousin right here. This is his cousin. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Up in North Carolina.
Yeah, Carolinas, probably West Virginia.
It seems like every family member is in the fishing world somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere around this world. They're fishing.
We're liable to be related.
They all want to be you, Craig. That's what it is. You know.
Craig was Mr.
And he sells insurance.
Yep. Dimitri Insurance.
Yeah, I do sell a little bit of insurance. Yeah. I've been doing
today. Hey, back in the day, Craig was Mr. Jacksonville.
Mr. Jacksonville, funny face.
Was his shirt on or off?
Mr. Jacksonville what?
Off.
Off? Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Jacksonville what?
I miss that
Mr. Jacksonville
one.
What, Craig?
I've never been Mr. Jacksonville.
What were you? Top runner up?
I competed in a few bodybuilding shows back when I was younger.
Now that's funny.
Yeah. Wow. I got a few top threes, but anyway.
He's really? A beast.
Oh, yeah. I'm going sheephead fishing this afternoon. Got some fish.
Are you? Where are you going to, man? So. I need to go. Where are you going to?
I'm probably going down launching the launch and then going down to the right.
Right.
Then to the left.
There's that fire hydrant sitting right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some pilings there, and I usually fish.
Have you caught any sheepshead lately, Craig?
I have not been sheephead fishing for about 3 weeks, so I can't tell you. I mean, last one I caught was a like 7-8 pounder.
Wow.
Back in Cousin Jeff's sheephead spot.
Gotcha. Right? Yeah. Gotcha.
I probably should go back there. I mean, yep. When you catch Cousin Jeff's sheephead, it's even sweeter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me.
Just don't do that in a month, sweeter. Man.
I mean, they've been there. They're definitely. I've seen them in there, you know, looking for other fish, and they've up around the beds.
Really?
And stuff in there, yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah. some monsters in there.
Yeah, just, I told you there were.
Just sitting around and
right there on the beds, yeah.
A foot of water.
Just hanging.
You can see them, but you can see them. Yeah, you can see them. You can see them tailing and everything. Yeah. It's pretty crazy, you know.
That's where I need to go then.
wouldn't be a far paddle for you, that's for sure.
Well, Craig,
anything
else you want to touch on, buddy?
No, yeah, it's a good show. Y'all keep it up. And that Catch a Memory program is really nice.
Craig, what's the website that people can go on to register for your trout tournament? And if you have any questions, they can we're going to get in touch with you.
My registration is on eventbrite.com. So just go to eventbrite.com and type in Premier Trout. You know, it'll come up to my page. And registration's open there. All my information's on Facebook. I got the rules and everything on there on our Facebook page.
Roland, you want to ask him any questions about his experience with doing that, Roland? You want to ask him anything?
Yeah, has it been successful in the last couple of years? How's the tournament been going with you?
This will be our third one. So the first two, we had the first one last year we had it, and I think we increased the entries by about 10-15%. So hopefully it'll do the same thing.
How many people fished it last year?
I believe I ended up with a little over 40 boats, maybe 43 boats, and had 34 kayakers.
Really? It seemed like it's more than that.
So, so you had 75 people fishing, or 75 entries.
Boats
are two-man teams.
Oh, two-man teams. Any particular boat ramp that people are using mostly?
No, you can launch anywhere. I think,
anywhere.
Right, Craig?
Yeah. Launch anywhere. Launch anywhere and just be back at Palms Fish Camp.
At what time
Palms
this year?
Restaurant.
What time this year?
4:00.
By 4?
It's 4:00, yeah.
Gotcha.
Majority of the trout come in earlier, but then, you know, there's always one nice little rush right toward the end.
Trust me,
if somebody catches a big trout, they want to get to the weigh-in.
I was going to say, they're hard to keep alive, man.
Because there is a penalty. There's a pound penalty for a dead trout.
Now, are they going to have somebody there to help get these kayaks out of the water at that ramp, or how's that going to work?
What?
You know, when the kayakers come back? You can drive up?
Yeah, you can drive up.
Yeah, I'm figuring some people will probably be, if they're going to fish that area, you know.
Yeah, hey, could you briefly just talk about your prizes, too, first, second, third prize?
Yeah. Kayaks are catch, better release, so most of the kayaks will be driving.
What are you paying out? What's the payout for the prizes, Craig?
For kayaks, $500 first, $300 second.
How about boats?
How about the big boys?
Big boys, I believe it's $1,000,
$750,
$500.
There you go.
If I get more entries, I'll increase that.
Gotcha.
And we're also going to have a fourth place, too.
All right, Mr. Craig Van Brock, thank you for calling. We got to go to break, buddy. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Hi, man. 904-296-2692. We'll be right back. Stand by.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road. Ramona Flea Market has stuff, new stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. We got two more segments.
We are back.
Yeah. All right, in studio today is Officer Roland Green with the FWC, Mr. Jeff Altman with American Trappers, Captain Don Taylor Jr. with Inshore Outdoors Fishing.
Good one out there.
Yes, sir. I see the lights blinking in there.
Yeah, we got a phone call coming in.
All right, let's get him.
Drum roll. No names still.
Not yet. Okay. He's hooking up with them.
Right. But Officer Green, we appreciate having you on today. It's been interesting. This is pretty cool. Yeah. I think for the people to take advantage of this, and it'd be kind of cool to get a plaque and all that kind of stuff. All right, we got Mr. Gary on line one. Mr. Gary, how you doing today?
Hey, it's Yowzer. You know who I am. Hey, wanted to tell you, specs are biting in Hannah Park.
Oh, okay.
Specs are biting in Hannah Park. Okay.
Specs,
you don't get a lot of them. I go out there and fish for like 4 hours, And I'll get five or six of them, but they're good-sized fish.
Okay.
What are you catching them on, Gary? I'm sorry.
Jigs. I don't buy minnows and stuff very seldom.
Right.
And that's why I don't catch many. If I use minnows, I'd probably catch more.
How deep of water?
I don't like to clean fish when I get home. So five is enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
How deep of water are you fishing in?
Anywhere from 2 feet down to about 10 feet.
2 to 10 feet, okay. And that's the Hannah Park area, okay. I got you. That's cool. Anything else biting out that way, I guess? Are you catching any other species besides those?
Yes. Sometimes you got a line breaker like a striper or a hybrid or a big old catfish.
Catfish,
because
right.
You can't stop them. If you're using six-pound test in the brush and stuff like this, you can't stop them.
Man, six-pound test. That's all you're using out there, really?
Say what?
I said, are you using a six-pound test?
Yep.
Really? May I ask why? I'm just curious as the why is that? Just curious.
Well, because that's what I always use, 6 pound test for panfish.
Okay,
yeah. They're panfish. They're nothing. No.
And I guess you're throwing what? I guess is that mono?
It's mono.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
mono.
It. That's
okay.
It. Yep.
Wow,
you got it.
That's pretty neat. Well,
they've been biting pretty good on a cork with a jig on them, fishing about 3-4 feet deep.
Those little if you're catching specks, can you throw one of those little tiny speck looking little what are they, like little rooster type deals that you can throw down there and when they hit those, you know, it's like a little spinner type deal?
Yeah, well, no, I've been catching them on tubes.
Okay, tubes. Well, wow, that's pretty neat.
Like a 16th ounce if you want to cast a long ways,
mm-hmm.
or maybe less than that, a 1/32nd ounce.
Wow.
You know what I'm trying to say? So slow fall, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And I haven't seen that many people fishing out there, so it only costs you a couple bucks to get in. So
them fish are hungry out there.
Fishing Hannah Park.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though,
but,
man.
You know, it works. You know, how many fish do I need?
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. 5 or 6 is plenty for me.
I'm not sure what the limit is on specs, to be honest with you. You know what it is?
25.
25 a person? My Lord.
Yeah, in the ponds.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How many?
Panfish.
How many? What's the length on those? Is there a size limit?
Most of them are around 11, 12 inches.
So they're about a pound then, I guess, pretty much, maybe?
Yep. Yep.
Huh.
And they're rode up big time right now. They're getting ready to spawn here probably next full moon coming up. Maybe before then, I don't know. But where I've been catching them and stuff like this is like underneath the bushes out there and so on and so forth. So you donate a jig once in a while, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
I understand. Yeah, I think several species are starting to spawn, aren't they, Roland? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I think we're getting ready to see the bass.
The
bass are on the spawn.
Yeah, starting bidding up and with the water.
Well, see, that happens out there too sometimes. You get a bass, they hit the jig and stuff like this, and where I'm fishing in cover and stuff like this with 6 pound test, it's kind of like that. You ain't never going to get them in. Maybe once in a great while. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand completely. Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Biggest thing is the damn catfish. Excuse my French.
Sorry.
Hey, they're out there. Hey, they're out there. Hey, they got to eat too, buddy. You know?
Yeah, I know it, and so, they do.
That's right. Well, hey, Gary, we appreciate you calling.
I just wanted to give you that little report and stuff, let you know.
Yes, sir. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much, okay?
Enjoy your weekend, man. Stay out of that wind tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that in Hannah Park.
Yeah, that's true. Lots of trees around that lake.
You got it.
Yep.
Never fished there, man. Never.
Use a cane pole.
Yep. Used to go out there early, early in the morning.
Have a good day, Gary. Thank you.
And I mean, you didn't have to go. Once you paid your fee and back then you made a right-hand turn, there was a couple of little ponds right there.
Yeah, right on,
man,
the right.
The old purple worm, buddy. Throw that thing in that water, pop it 2 or 3 times, and that red would hit that thing and just make a storm.
Roland,
explode.
Roland, what's your favorite type of fishing to do?
I like redfish.
Redfish, there you go. Yeah. Absolutely. You have a boat or anything?
No, I don't have a personal boat.
First boat?
No.
You don't need one.
Just take that FWC boat out there.
He's good.
But I, you know, before I was with FWC, I used to redfish with a buddy when I was in the Navy, you know, on the base and off the base.
I take a lot of guys fishing that are, that are in the service. A lot of them at Mayport, a lot of them are at NAS, you know.
Yeah, a lot of them, where he just mentioned that, Hannah Park, mm-hmm. you know, because it's close to the base.
Mm-hmm.
They go over there and fish, too.
Yeah, I do a lot of charters with guys that are in the military, you know, and they I guess they're in town or whatever, and take a lot of those guys fishing. I've had a lot of them here recently, probably 5 or 6 trips between December and January. I had like 6 trips of all guys that were in the military.
Mostly Navy?
All of them are Navy.
Yeah.
All of them are most of them are stationed out of Mayport. The last 2 trips, they were all stationed out of NAS.
Yeah, NAS Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Jeff, how about you, buddy? You been on the water lately? What's the deal?
My dad's in the hospital right now, and so I've been dealing with that the last week. And between that and a couple funerals that I've had to go to, I hadn't had a lot of water time.
Yeah. Well, the weather hasn't been exactly.
Last
week it was horrible.
I was gonna go tomorrow. I'm looking at it. It's going to be, 25 tomorrow?
Well, that's
Northeaster.
I was supposed to fish the one-man championship. And
is that tomorrow?
Well, I got a text message last night from Matt Davis, and he said that it had been postponed.
Postponed,
yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we're supposed to have Heroes on the Water Sunday out at Palm Valley.
Canceled that one.
And that one's canceled.
Oh, okay, I've seen them fishing in Browns Creek, too.
Yep, we do a lot of events out of Browns Creek. Browns Creek's sort of like our home base.
Right.
You know, Rachel, let's just keep our Heroes on the Water trailer there. And in case people don't know, Heroes on the Water, we take veterans out kayak fishing. We do it once a month. We do 10 events a year. Take them fishing, feed them lunch, send them home. It's all free. And it is solely from donations and everything. So if people want to donate some money to a good cause, Heroes on the Water is a good one.
Yep, you go to Facebook and go to the Northeast Florida chapter.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
You provide the boats, too, the kayaks.
Yeah, we support the kayaks, the rods and reels,
the guides, everything.
You know, give them some water, some crackers, stick them in a kayak, and, you know.
Non-alcoholic event.
Yeah.
All how events, non-alcoholic.
And Jeff, guys that don't know how to swim, you know, we got them in vests, and people who've never kayaked, we get them out there and get them going. So,
well, that's who we are, supporting the veterans.
We've actually taken several of them out, and it's a good cause, man. It helps a lot of guys.
Gets them out there, gets their mind off of something for a day, to have fun, just sit and talk and laugh and catch a fish or two, you know.
I mean, there's guys that, you know, they hadn't smiled in a year or 2 years, and they catch a fish, and they're smiling ear to ear. You know, some of them, you can be out at Browns Creek, and then all of a sudden, you just hear somebody yelling, you know.
Excited,
and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo, woo, you know, and you hear hooting and hollering.
Matt Davis said it's going to be postponed until March the 16th. So everybody listening that fishes in the one-man Jacksonville Elite Tournament Series, it's
going
to be.
Well, I tell you, there's so much stuff going on.
Instead of yelling.
Like, I hope that's not another
hey,
one.
I do want to talk about something. Have you ever fly fished?
I saw that you did that. No, I've been wanting to.
Have you ever fly fish, Roland?
No, I haven't.
How about you, Joe?
No, don't like it.
Well, you ever tried it, though?
Tried it. That's why I don't like it.
The fluff chunkers.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
It looks like it's be challenging. I've seen people out there practicing that strike zone.
Black fly.
Yeah,
you
on
see
Beach
guys
Boulevard.
Out on Beach Boulevard, and they're standing out by the road, and
See what I do when I take lessons over there. I go over there, and me and Vaughn actually go in the back, and then around behind the buildings, you know. And
where you're not embarrassed.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's tough. I'm not getting the hang of it now, but it's a long ways to go. But it's tough. It's a whole new world of fishing that. We'll talk about it on the back side of the brain.
I like the ICAST. I go watch the real. Professional.
All right, Joe, take us out, bud.
All right, let's go. 904-296-2692. 296-2692. We got one more segment in this show. You are listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. The website is gonefishingshow.com. And I mentioned a website earlier. I want you guys to go by and check it out. It's called wheelkeeper.com. That's W-H-E-E-L keeper.com. Go by and check that out. You're going to be amazed at what you find. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, we're back on the Gone Fishing Radio Show. I'm Captain Don Taylor, and we're here with Officer Roland Green of the FWC, and also with Mr. Jeff Altman, the American Trapper, and Mr. Joe Dion. So right before the break, we were talking about fly fishing, though, and you guys have said either you've never done it or
yeah, it looks Mike complicated. Yeah, I've seen people trying to throw it out there. You had any success catching any fish yet?
Not really. I mean, truthfully, I just got my rod last week and went out this a couple of days ago with a captain friend of mine down south, Zach, and then went out with a gentleman here in town who's he's kind of legendary, isn't he, Jeff? Really, Von Cochran.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's kind of like the man. He owns a black fly,
and, oh, okay.
And just happened to know him, and he's a great guy, and he's actually taken me and, you know, give me some lessons and so forth and so on, and I just, you know, I went out and watched him mainly, you know, a couple of days ago, and it's difficult. You've got to get real close up on them, and it's definitely not like throwing a conventional rod and reel. That's for sure. You know, there's a lot going on. And
there's certain spots here in Jacksonville that would, you know, be, you know, ideal for fly fishing. Where would you go, like, if you wanted to fly fish in Jacksonville?
Just from what I saw the other day. You really only have a narrow. I mean, obviously, I know a lot of guys do it on the flood tides because they throw it at the fish in the grass. We didn't have that option the other day, but
so then you would look at low tides.
Well, like Vaughn said, you really only have about, because of the way the current moves so fast and mm-hmm. the flag you're using are so small, you only have about, you know, maybe 30 or 40 minutes before the dead low.
Yeah, small window.
Small window, man. And then on the flip side, you got that small window before of the outgoing and then the small window of the incoming, you know. You're only talking
the top
like
of it and the beginning of the...
No, the very, very bottom and then the bottom of the incoming, you know, first part of the incoming. Because you really almost have to see them and be able to strip it and all that sort of stuff. The casting is pretty, you know, it's definitely different than what we're used to. You know, instead of like rearing back and just ripping it, you know,
it's a forward back.
Just an all arm. You know, you don't use your wrist at all. No wrist in it. Well, at least the way I'm being taught. It's all, you know, forward stop, back stop, you know.
Von Cochran was telling you that. Yeah. That's probably the way to do it.
Yeah, and so, but it's very interesting, and that's what I was trying to do, make sure I get my technique down right before I pick up any bad techniques. But it's a lot of fun, though. I will say it's fun. You're stalking them, definitely. I have a whole big-time respect for it. I didn't know much about it and really didn't want to take any part in it, and I just happened to be down south a few weeks ago, and buddy had one in his boat, and I said, let me try it, you know, and kind of picked it up right off the bat, but then I started getting the line tangled up everywhere, you know, and whatnot, and I said, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to kind of, but it's definitely, it's pretty cool, though. I mean, it really is. It's, you know, you're in touch with them. I promise you that, you know. You got to be close to them.
Next thing we know, Don's going to be tying his own flies.
I don't think so. I don't have the patience for that.
I'll get you some raccoon hair.
There you go, yeah.
I'll get you some possum hair. And
they do that for me, yeah.
I'll get you a couple squirrel tails.
You know, the flies look really, some of them, they don't look like anything to me whatsoever. But then some of them, kind of, they're making them now that are pretty lifelike, honestly. But other ones just look like it's a ball of fur, yeah.
Yeah, fluff.
And so what it just goes to show you that the fish, if it's in front of them, they'll eat just about anything. You know, people are buying all these lures and colors and all this and that.
It's all about it.
All about presentation, man. It's all about getting in front of them, truthfully. But it's definitely it's going to be a challenge, I promise you that.
I'm wondering, you got any callers or listeners out there that do fly fishing?
You know, there's a lot of guys
popular here on the show.
We've had Matt Chipperfield on here. Here he does it.
Matt's a great fly fisherman.
And then my buddy of mine, Andrew Mazel, he works at the Black Fly. He's a guide here in town. He does a lot of it.
He's been on the show too.
I don't think Andrew's been on the show, but Ty McNeely, he's up in Fernandina, and he's been on the show. He does it. So we have some guys that do it, you know, and it's interesting. You know, it's definitely a different challenge, and it's actually.
Absolutely! Yeah,
you got to be real close up with them, though. Yeah, I'm surprised how close you have to be to them, and just the whole process is it's challenging, you know. Like to watch these guys that can really do it, it's amazing to watch them do it to me. I mean, people watch us fish and they're like, man, how'd you make that cast right there? You know, I'm the same way now watching those guys do it, you know?
Right, yeah, really skilled.
Yeah, really skilled.
I've been to iCast and, you know, you got these guys that are coming from the Midwest and they're just great fly fishermen. And, you know, it's amazing to sit there and watch somebody that really knows what they're doing. I mean, they can put that thing on a pie plate from 50 yards out.
Jeff, the wind was blowing.
It's crazy.
On Wednesday, y'all, and I was watching Vaughn. He was going just like to, I know we're in studio, but he was throwing it to the left, which is over the grass.
Sort of sidearming it. And
yeah, over the grass.
I'm like making the curve?
No, I was like, what are you doing?
For like hooking a golf
ball.
He
was throwing it backwards behind him. I'm like, what are you doing? And he turns around, like he does it several times, and all of a sudden, he's backhanding the fly rod the opposite direction of what he was getting the line out. So he was shooting it one way, you know, and then releasing it one way, and then it was going the other direction down the where he's throwing it at. I mean, I was just like, okay, that's crazy.
It's pretty impressive and watch somebody do that. And I mean,
it's kind of hard.
That takes a lot of skill.
It does, no doubt,
and a lot of years of learning.
So, but you know, I'd like to always learn something, right?
And, absolutely.
And you can always be a more well-rounded angler and person and everything else. And so it's just a way to kind of be more well-rounded. And it's pretty cool to be a part of, actually. So anyways.
Yeah.
But, Joe, anything you want to add to the show here, Joe? We've got about 2 minutes left, buddy.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that everybody is aware, like we talked earlier about the tragedy that you were involved with recently.
Past Saturday.
Yeah, right. Please be safe out there.
These PFDs, people are so darn important. You know, it's everybody thinks that, yeah, I can swim, no worries. You know, go ahead and hit that water at 55 degrees and see how strong you are.
Jeffrey, the river's always running fast. Mm-hmm. It's a very fast current in the river.
You got the ramp the other day when I pulled that guy out of the water.
And then, no, you told me about that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Roland, we were at Mayport a couple, three, four weeks ago after one of the tournaments, and a guy was standing up on the Mayport dock holding on to like a big 48-foot regal by the bow with the, you know, the rail. Well, with the current, it always rushes so fast there, you know.
Yeah, it's close to the ocean.
Boat starts taking out, and then it literally pulls the guy off the dock. So the guy is free hanging from the front rail off the boat, you know, falls into the water. Kind of heavy set guy. He literally couldn't get up out of the water. So we had to, I spun my boat around. I mean, Zach, who's my partner, he's a fireman, thank God. We literally had to pull the guy out of the water and get him up on the dock. And he said, man, I can't swim. And thank God, because I'd have drowned. And we were like, are you, I mean, it kind of blew us away, you know, to think about it. But I mean, it was scary, but I mean, he was gassed from holding on so long, you know.
You're an adult, learn to swim.
Please wear a life jacket.
Yes, because those clothes, once they get wet, there's another 30-40 pounds right there.
Life jacket
saves lives. That's right. Yep. All right, y'all be safe out there. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow-smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork, ribs, or ribs and smoked wings, plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call